It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Mars rover Curiosity is beginning its fifth day on the red planet. It's been performing flawlessly from the moment it landed. That's been especially gratifying for NASA landing engineer Adam Stelzner.
Last Friday, while Stelzner was still on pins and needles waiting for the landing to take place, NPR's Joe Palca told us all about Stelzner's decision as a young man to give up rock music and go for a career in space engineering.
Today, Joe is checking in with Stelzner again to find out what those fateful moments were like for him during the landing.
No mere member of the press corps gets to be in the control room at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory during a landing. I was crammed into a makeshift press room in another building watching a video feed from the control room as Curiosity was coming in. I could see Adam Stelzner on the TV screen there in the room, but I wanted to know what was going on in his mind. After the landing, the media all streamed into an auditorium where NASA would be holding a news conference that Stelzner would be starring in.
What is Adam Stelzner?
Adam, please come.
Here he comes.
Stelzner high-fived his way through the throng and into the auditorium, and there was really no time to talk. It wasn't until later in the week that I could steal him away from his meetings and media interviews for a quick chat over lunch at a nearby and thankfully empty restaurant. He said on landing night he was terrified of jumping the gun in declaring that the rover had landed safely.
I did not want a false positive celebration in the control room under any circumstances.
Stelzner told me he'd set up three conditions that had to be met before he would declare success.
One of our teammates called out Tango Delta Nominal.
Tango Delta Nominal.
And that meant that the rover had sent a little postcard with its touchdown velocity and where it thought it was on the surface of Mars. And I had another guy who called out Rimu Stable.
Rimu Stable.
Which meant the rover's not moving. And then as soon as Rimu Stable was announced, Brian Schratz, who was sitting in the control room with us, was to count to 10 and confirm that the UHF telemetry stream from the rover was continuous. And that meant that the sky crane hadn't fallen back down on top of us.
UHF is good.
He said that, I remember like, pointing to Al like I'm throwing success into his body. You know, like, yes, that's do it, Al.
Touchdown confirmed. We're safe on Mars.
And it was incredible.
Years of planning and worrying had produced total success. Stelzner had told me he wasn't sleeping well before the landing. I asked if he slept better afterwards, and he said yes, but only for a couple nights.
Now, what's interesting is, last night I didn't sleep that well. And I sure hope that I'm not on to worrying about what's the next thing and where to go from here.
He's talking about what's next for Adam Stelzner. What's the next challenge for him? As he told me a few weeks ago, he's a guy that needs something to measure himself against.
The thing that engineering and physics gave me was this idea that there was a right answer, and I could get to it.
I asked Stelzner what the next right answer he'd love to get to might be, and he said designing a landing system for a mission to Jupiter's watery moon, Europa. Joe Palca, NPR News.
We first met Adam Stelzner as part of a project about people who make discoveries and invent new things, a project we're calling Joe's Big Idea.